Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Ralph.
Good evening, sir.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Maybe I don't think I heard him come in.
Might not have.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll shoot him a text, but I'll just go ahead and carry the program, and if I need some help, I'll holler, okay?
Awesome, sure. We'll be here with music.
Well, we do. All right. I will do that real quick, and are you coming on? Maybe he laid down and take a nap, forgot. Well, we thank everybody for joining us this evening for Hope is Alive. What is Hope is Alive? Well, you heard the intro. And in the intro, you might be thinking, subject to demons, well, what's this? I know it talks about it in the Bible, but that was then, and this is now. Well, what was true then is true now because, you know, as the Word says, there's nothing new under the sun. And if there's nothing new under the sun, that means what took place during the time of the apostles takes place today as well. And what that process is we talk on here every evening is the process of deliverance. And deliverance is helping people with casting out evil spirits. Just another word is not found in Scripture. That may bother some people. It's just what they call it today. Because our Lord does deliver. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, deliveranceusa.com is an excellent, excellent webpage. It's set up there. It's got prayers. It's got self-training. It's got the problem list that's often mentioned. It's got just about everything you could need for self-deliverance or training you to help set people free, to set the captives free. Or if you like a book, you can get the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. You can obtain that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582. And if you need that, I believe we ask a $20 offering to help cover the cost of the book and getting it mailed out. But it is an excellent, excellent book for doing deliverance. I have a copy of it right here in my hand, and the very title of it says, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, Proven Steps of Deliverance healing of emotional wounds, physical healing, baptism of the Holy Spirit, how to stay free and healed. Written by, like I said, written by Pastor Cox many, many years ago. It's got well over 30 years worth of experience in there of what they found that works. Set it out there so you don't have to make the mistakes, and you can just follow the step-by-step process to take care of it. And one of those most important things, I sat there and I looked at it, is healing of emotional wounds. I have noticed with a lot of people, especially dealing with addiction, dealing with sometimes just the sins of their past, there's a lot of trauma that's involved with those. And those emotional wounds, the enemy can use that as a way to enter and attack a Christian. Maybe it could be sexual abuse as a child. I remember having somebody come on this program once talking about how they had a real bad experience as a child, and because of a thunderstorm. I think it was a tornado they were in as a young child. And they would have anxiety anytime it rained, anytime there was thunder, and pretty much paralyzed them where they couldn't leave the house. So that emotional wound had to be healed. And when it was healed, it emptied and canceled out the legal rights that demons have. And in those legal rights, they're easier to cast out, because we do have all power and authority over them. Luke says right there in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you." And if you read just a few verses up, you will see the context of that verse was dealing with demons, because the apostles, the disciples, the 70 that were sent out, said, "Look, even the demons are subject to us in your name." So we know that that was dealing with evil spirits. But, you know, it's just a wonderful process of deliverance. They have been doing it for 37 years there in Oklahoma City on Monday nights. And they have, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. If you haven't been out there and you have the means to get out there, maybe you're wanting to see about deliverance, maybe you're needing to go through it yourself, but you can get out there on a Monday evening. And they do that every Monday night, free of charge, and they can help you get through it, or you can get the training there they have up in the War Room. Pastor Cox, did you finally come on?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, my gosh. I was listening some stuff on the couch downstairs and went to sleep.
I kind of figured you maybe laid down and took a nap.
When I saw that call from Richard, I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Richard, for giving the call. So, all right.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
I'll tell you what, Pastor. I forgive you.
Thank you.
that's another big step in delivery. I was just kind of going over some of the things on the cover of your book, talking about the healing of emotional wounds, is one thing I was talking about. And actually, forgiving is very, very important in the healing of those emotional wounds, especially if you've had any kind of trauma where someone's wronged you. I got a discussion with someone on social media the other day, and they said, "No, I don't see where we have to forgive unless they ask for forgiveness." And I was like, "Well, that's not what the word says." And their justification was, "Well, God won't forgive us without repentance." And I was like, "Well, is that true?" I know repentance, I will never argue about that. Repentance is very, very important in Scripture. I understand it's in Scripture. But how many times have we sinned and we didn't know we sinned, or it was a sin of omission or commission, but because we're covered by the blood of Jesus, our Lord looks at us and overlooks a transgression? And I brought up, you know, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, and he forgave those soldiers, they asked for forgiveness there? He said no. And when Stephen was being stoned, did Paul ask for forgiveness on that? Did the rest of them ask for forgiveness? They're throwing it. He said no. Don't hold this guilt against them, Father. So forgiveness is not freeing somebody from the consequences of their actions. It freezes you from the bondage of holding it against them. Wouldn't you agree on that?
That's right. That's right. Jesus said in Matthew 18:34-35, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. So it's for the it's for the person to forgive, others. It's not going to have any bearing on the person who needs to be forgiving. This is for the person to be free. A lot of people overlook that. They just feel, well, you know, the flesh doesn't want to do it.
Flesh, no, it doesn't.
Doesn't want to forgive. But when you finally see the word and understand the word and follow it, then you start forgiving.
It sets you free, and I believe it does something supernaturally to the person you forgive. I really do. I know that the word doesn't really say it, but I think it's the same thing as praying for your enemies. You know, it says you got a personal enemy, pray for them, and it heaps coals of fire upon them. Well, coals of fire is very is an analogy with the Holy Spirit is fire, and I think it releases something on that person and allows the Holy Spirit to work in them, because you are loosening something on earth, which it seems to be loosening something on heaven.
That's so correct. I think it blocks everything,
yeah.
Ralph.
Yeah.
It blocks prayer, yeah. It blocks finances, it blocks everything. And it's just not worth it when by choice we can choose anybody we want to anytime. And then we can start enjoying life abundant.
We sure can. And it falls down to that verse in Proverbs, says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we'll eat the fruit of it. So you can have the fruit of forgiving or the fruit of saying, I'm not going to forgive. And I just rather err on the side of forgiveness each time. I really would. Really understanding and learning forgiveness has made my life so much better and easier. I don't get angry about things anymore. I just say, well, you know what? I forgive them. And you know, whoever
it's amazing. But, there's a peace. There's a peace that goes
There is. It's just a peace. It's a peace that I believe that passes all understanding, that, you know, the scripture talks about we have in Jesus. Well, Pastor, we don't have a lot of time for our first caller. Do you want to give any quick updates on Monday night?
We had around a dozen cases, I think 13. There was one that went on a little earlier. It was a good evening. Had a minister for everybody. And just a great typical Monday night of setting the captives free.
Well, praise the Lord. That's 13 people that, excuse me, I had a cough, so I put on mute later, drink some water. That's 13 people that no longer have the torment that was affecting them anymore. And I see
Ralph, I was going to say, I ministered to a 19-year-old from a nearby university, and a great Christian young man. And he just had, some of the attacks going on. But and he got the Holy Ghost. It was very good. So
awesome.
But there's a lot of young people that are starting to come now.
That's great. That's wonderful. They don't have to wait until they're in their 40s like you and I, huh?
That's right.
Nope. You know, I see often, I belong to a couple of Christian groups on social media, and I see some good iron and sharpening iron. I see some foolishness and ridiculous, but I'll tell you, over and over and over, I see people that they'll say the same thing. Born again, love the Lord, I'm in the Word, but I just can't get over this in my life, whatever it may be. It seems to be lust a lot, lust and pornography. That seems to be something that attaches to Ben very, very easily. And I'll see all kinds of advice. And I'm not saying they're bad advice. And I remember I used to hear these things and the things I struggle with. Well, you just need to be in the Word more. You need to fast. You need to pray. And very, very few will say anything to him about, well, you need to come against that spirit and cast it out. And it's like a completely foreign object to so much in Christendom today, that if there's something in your life, and I'm not saying that you're not repentant and you don't want to be that way. I mean, I look at Romans chapter 7, where there was something Paul in his life he was struggling with. He said, the very thing that I hate is the one thing that I do. And, but that's, that's, that's just what happens in our lives. We, unfortunately, we have a sinful nature, and whatever it is, but if it is something you just can't seem to get rid of, no matter how much prayer, how much fasting, there's a good chance, or how much you're in the Word of God, there's a good chance there could be an evil spirit there tormenting you that has come in from some avenue. And it's just a matter of getting with somebody who's tuned into the Holy Spirit, or even asking the Holy Spirit yourself, ask what this legal right is. What is this legal right that this has in my life? And dealing with it and getting it cast out. And
that's the name of the game.
And when it's gone, I'll tell you what, those voices are not lying to you constantly. I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again. Now those voices aren't lying to me. It is so easy to control the flesh in those areas. To me it is. And because I just always thought it was me trying to talk myself into doing something. And now those voices aren't there anymore. The shadowy figures I used to see aren't there anymore. There's a lot of things that were there that just weren't there anymore. And that's why we come on here. So those out there listening, maybe you're a regular listener to Scriptures for America. Maybe for some reason you got the email, you decided to tune in. Maybe the Lord led you to this channel. We've definitely seen things like that happen before. Deliverance is a real thing. It is for Christians. It is the children's bread. That's one way I heard someone refer to it. Deliverance is the children's bread. And it's for Christians. It is also for non-Christians as well, because sometimes you can cast a demon out of someone and then get them to come to Christ. But it definitely seems to be the children's bread to help the healing, the casting out, dealing with the physical healing, the emotional healing, and all these things. And again, that website is deliveranceusa.com. It has just about everything you need to know about there, and has a lot. As it has, how many hours of video does it have, Pastor? Is it several hours? How many hours of video is on the web page?
Oh, it's 4 hours. Uh huh.
Four hours.
Teaching.
4 hours.
Over an hour of teaching. It's on the website under self ministry. Yep.
Under self-ministry, which you can use for self-ministry, and you can also use it for teaching yourself. But, Pastor, we have our first caller, Lynn. Thank you for calling this evening.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. Thank
Hello?
You for calling. It's Ralph on here with me. Yes, hear okay. you well. Excited you called in. So why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Lynn, and when you were born again,
okay.
and... how you, what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, and what your deliverance was like, and changes you've seen, and so on. So go right ahead.
Okay, well, mine's pretty drastic. I actually went to deliverance before I got saved, per request of my sister. She wouldn't let me alone about it, and I was living such a dirty, filthy life. I was bisexual, I was an ex-stripper, I was a drug addict, all kinds of things. I also had a lot of anger issues, really bad anger issues, like almost to the point of really murder, I mean, that bad. And so my sister had talked me into coming and getting deliverance. And I went through a night with you guys, and I mean, I felt spirits leaving me. I mean, I didn't believe in deliverance before. I didn't even honestly believe in God before I went into deliverance with you guys. And so many things happened. It just blew me away. So many things lifted off of me, and I could feel it leaving. Now, some things... I did have to go back before, like the anger and stuff. I went back a second time because I still wasn't walking in freedom in that area. But I used to be like real mm-hmm. accident prone, and I struggled with incubus, succubus. I'm not sure which one it is. Whatever it is, I would have something sitting on my chest at night. And once I went through deliverance, like that was gone. All of the drug urges were gone. I have not had a lesbian thought since then. And this is back in 2010 that I first went through deliverance. Sorry, I'm kind of all over the place. I get excited, but I'm nervous too. Even my son.
Oh, you're doing
my
good.
My son was born. My son was born after I went through deliverance, and he was deaf and couldn't talk. And once I went through that second deliverance and repented of a lot of different things and truly put my heart whole into it, he started speaking again. I think that was the thing that just really blew me away. He could hear again, and he started speaking, and he's perfectly normal and great now. Got him in a Christian private school, you know, but I don't know. I also got physical healing, you know. That blew me away also, because I could literally feel my hips kind of turning. Am I saying this stuff right? I'm nervous.
Oh, you're doing good. And
okay.
And you know, I was just thinking while you were telling it all, Lynn, how many other people are out there that have the same kind of things going on. What you describe is what we see commonly at deliverance ministries. People won't usually tell anyone else, and unless it's someone like deliverance ministries, they'll probably think they're crazy, you know, but
exactly.
you naturally can talk freely here. And but what you're talking about is common all over, and most people don't know where to go to get help.
Yeah, I had never heard of deliverance ministry. But
yeah,
it made such an impact on my life. I've actually gotten 3 or 4 friends to go down there through your ministry because it did. I had such amazing results. And it boosted my faith up huge, too.
I'd never heard about deliverance ministries until I was age 44. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's cool. I was just like the bulk of the people out there. I often tell it, I think there's just a fraction of 1% of American Christians that actually know about what's going on in the spirit world like this, and the fact that there's evil spirits tormenting Christians all around us, and no one, it's just a fraction of 1% of people that ever hear about it and get any help. So that's
yes.
How did you happen to hear about it?
Yeah, as a new Christian, I was like, I couldn't understand why I wasn't walking in freedom and why I was still having these thoughts and this huge battle. I mean, I understand it now, but it was so eye-opening to me how many demons that I was actually oppressed by, even as a Christian, you know?
Yeah, sure. And when you got your ministry, how many spirits were cast out, you think?
I don't know, because I was into so much. I was into witchcraft, and then I had to break, you know, I'm Native American. I had to break a lot of Native American curses, and my husband's whole family are Freemasons, and we had to go through a lot of things, you know, breaking all this. But, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many. I mean, especially because for so long, I mean, I hate to admit this, but it just shows how powerful the Lord is. I was a stripper, and I was sleeping with married men for money. And, I mean, like, so there's no telling how many soul ties and, you know, all those things that no one teaches you about, that you're doing this to yourself, you know, and opening these doors. And
that step of breaking ungodly soul ties was probably a big thing. It is to most everybody. Do you remember doing quite a few breaking of ungodly soul ties?
Yes. There was a lot. There was
tremendous
a lot.
Relief
actually,
comes out of that.
Before I did the deliverance ministry there, I think you guys know because he's the one that sent me, Jim Waldrop, or Rod Waldrop, something like that. He had worked
Waldrop
with me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Before sending me to you guys, and I was just amazed. I can't thank you enough. It made such a difference in my life, my son's life, my husband's life, just all the way around. And now I believe that through Jesus, I'm righteous, and I walk in victory, whereas before I was just oppressed.
That was so, you know, it sounds like you had a lot to deal with, Lynn, and most people, they would go to psychiatrists for years and, of course, never really get turned around, because if there's evil spirits there, you won't talk them out. You've got to deal with them with spiritual power in Jesus' name. So you had a lot to deal with, but that just goes to show how big our Jesus is. Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir. We serve a great God.
And like I said earlier, there's so many people just like you out there that need this kind of ministry. They don't figure they can ever get away from it, really, and of course most of them don't. Imagine what your life would have been like had you not run into deliverance, Lynn.
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine. And my son, you know, I just can't imagine. It makes me sick to think about it. Yes. You know, and also I was in the Holy Spirit with the evidence, you know, speaking in tongues, and that is an amazing gift.
Amen. And that was a big change
like
in my life.
I would have thought that had I not gone through deliverance and gotten my vessel clean, you know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do receive it at the end of the deliverance of the speaking in tongues. I ministered it to a young man this last Monday night at the very end of, you know, after the deliverance part. And quite a few people receive it through these years.
Yes.
You know, we've been at it so many. I've been at it 44 years, Lynn, and then the ministry itself, this is 38 years now of doing these Monday night sessions, so we do over 700 cases a year of deliverance and healing and all.
Praise God.
So what kind of physical healing did you have?
I got in some really bad car wrecks in my younger years, and I had my back. I felt it was almost like they say it's bone to bone. The doctors do, and I literally, it felt like there was fluid being put back into my back, my spine, and my neck, and I felt my hips kind of like rotate, and apparently, you know how many people have one leg that's longer than the other until they go to deliverance, and I felt that and literally saw that line back up, so that was a huge faith booster also. I was floored, to tell you the truth. I had no idea of what was in store.
It was another miracle. You know, people would call that a miracle, Lynn.
Yes, yes.
To see your back even just change like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And because they had me on so much.
Do you remember who ministered to you the last time?
I'm sorry?
Who ministered to you last time? Do you remember their name?
Lynette, I think was her name.
Oh, yeah, Lynette, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so cool. She's a great minister.
She asked me if I felt anything when she was doing the healing, and it felt like there was fire between my neck and my back and her hands. It was awesome. It was amazing.
That's so exciting.
It is.
I mean, you definitely, you got the full Jesus overhaul, didn't you?
I did.
Praise God.
And, yes. It's funny that you say that because I don't remember who it was that they asked that. They said, are you ready for the full Jesus overhaul with evidence of speaking in tongues? And I was like, yes, I'm ready to accept this. I didn't really know it. But, yeah, it was definitely the most incredible experience I've ever had. And not only that, I was molested when I was 5 by my grandpa, and I was able to, through deliverance, go through all that and actually forgive, which I thought that I would never do. But I totally forgave him for that and got rid of, you know, the abandonment issues and the rejection issues. And he's amazing.
Well, Lynn, probably had you not forgiven your grandfather, you wouldn't have gotten free. That's how major that is.
Yes, that is true.
We were talking earlier about how when necessary it is to forgive everybody and how it'll block if you don't. And you made those major decisions to go ahead and forgive so you weren't turned to the tormentors anymore.
Amen.
That's what
yes.
Jesus said. Jesus said you'll be turned to the tormentors if you don't forgive, and that's what we see, and that's what you were seeing as well.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Do you remember any other specifics? You got free of the incubus, succubus spirit.
Let's see. I don't remember. Like, I know Leviathan or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really remember
that's usually a big one of
spirits. I just remember things leaving. Like, I felt it leave.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd make a good minister, Lynn, with all
you
that
know what?
Background.
I told my husband the other day, I said, you know, after all this, because we live about an hour and 15 minutes from you guys. So I told him, after all the snow and ice season is over, I would like to come up there and do your classes and start doing that. I would love to.
Yeah, they're free. They would start at 6 o'clock upstairs. They're in the church, so you ought to do that. It's you would particularly appreciate it. And of course, with your background, that gives you a running start of knowing what people are up against out there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that as soon as the weather, spring hits.
And, you know, once you learn how to do it, then you can use it the rest of your life, Lynn. Think of that.
Yes, amen. Oh, that would be so amazing.
Now, did your husband go through the deliverance?
He did. He didn't this last time with me, but he did the first time with you guys, yes.
My did he get a good overall
he's
himself?
He's still young. Huh?
You saw changes in him?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It was changes all the way around our whole house, you know, and actually there were all those little shadow things running through the house and stuff. It was crazy stuff. I thought I was crazy for a while. I thought I was the only one seeing this stuff, but actually it was you. You came out to our house in Edmond and walked through it. And you even touched my dog, and my dog had a spirit in it. You know, tell them how long it had been there. It was amazing.
Well, Lynn, we're about out of time. In the remaining minute, what would you say to the listeners as we wind up?
I would just encourage them to not worry about where they are, to come where you are and get freedom in this, because it totally frees you. And of course, you know, you have to keep the doors closed, but it's so worth it. I just would encourage anybody, however big or small they think their problem is, to come in and let God free them.
Okay, thank you, Lynn. That was a tremendous testimony. I had to encourage others out there. God bless you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
God bless
Lynn.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
However, does that sound like the voice of someone under torment anymore?
No, that's so great. Hallelujah. I mean, she had the problems, didn't she? And that
she
witchcraft
did. She had
background,
the
that's tough to break out of a lot of times.
Dealing with that trauma, that's Holy Spirit led. I wasn't even thinking about bringing up trauma tonight. There's an example there where she was held in bondage for something that happened to her as a child, and she was able to get over that and get released and set free. Well, Pastor, we do have Jill. Jill, thank you for calling this evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, Jill. That's Ralph up there in the Branson area, and I'm so glad you called in. I know you have a lot to share, a great testimony. So why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Jill, and when you were born again, and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I came to know the Lord when I was 13. I had a pretty profound experience when I was 13. I felt the Holy Spirit move in me the night that I received the Lord. I didn't really understand what was happening, and unfortunately, I wasn't really discipled well at that time, at the time of my conversion. And it wasn't long before I was kind of back into my sinful behaviors and doing the same things that were causing me problems. And I was actually a full-blown alcoholic at the age of 13, and I was really sexually promiscuous and had real bad self-esteem at that age. And even though I received the Lord, I just didn't really understand how I was supposed to live for the Lord at that time. And so I just kind of was in and out of church, but yet I just kept going back to those behaviors that were causing me a lot of problems. And I just got really bad into alcohol and drugs and had a couple of marriages that didn't work out and had a lot of health problems, got addicted to pain pills and just got into a cycle of alcohol and drugs and things like that. And I ended up, without making things go too long, I sought out deliverance from the alcohol and the drugs. I feel like demons came into me from the alcohol and the drugs, and got delivered completely from all that. I have been just completely, I found out about your ministry. I was really oppressed with demons, even though I was a Christian. I was taught that Christians could not have demons, but I thought, you know, I must not be saved if I was having problems with demons, and I was really tormented because I thought, well, what's wrong with me? If I'm having these problems with demons, I must not be saved. And I found your ministry online, and I went through your ministry one time, and I got a little relief, but wasn't willing to give up some of the behaviors that I was doing. I was still doing some things that I just what I felt like were idolatry, things that may not be a problem for some people, but for me, I was still smoking cigarettes. I was still doing some marijuana. And the Lord was dealing with me about that and telling me, you've got to give up things that are idols. And now, I'm not saying for everybody those would be idols, but he was dealing with me and telling me, you've got to get these things out of your life. But I was not willing to do that at that time. And so I came back to your ministry, and I was willing to do whatever it took. I was willing to absolutely do whatever it took because I was having problems with, I mean, real demons, real life demons. And I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified, and I came back through your ministry, and I was willing to do whatever it took, and I absolutely had complete deliverance and freedom, got rid of everything, and I have not only had freedom from the demons, I've been delivered from the nicotine, from, I mean, everything. I've been healed from all my back pain. I have been healed from several different medical problems I had. I have just been completely freed from so many things. It has been unbelievable. I have just, Jesus has absolutely made himself real to me in ways that I could not have ever imagined. So that is my story. It is day and night.
That's awesome. Woo. You you got the Jesus overhaul, didn't you?
I did.
Hallelujah.
I absolutely did.
And that just goes to show that our Jesus is out there setting people free of all these kinds of things. There's no telling how many people that are out there, Jill, just like you, and don't have the slightest what to do about it.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think that there are so many Christians that think that that they cannot have these problems, and they, if they're a Christian, that, you know, it can't happen to them. And it can. It really can. Christians can have problems with demons. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes Christians are more afflicted, and the more you're trying to serve the Lord, the more they do try to attack you. So
I just think there's not enough awareness
in the church about this kind of stuff. I think that there needs to be more awareness brought to it.
You're exactly right. And, you know, it's a simple answer to why Christians are bothered with evil spirits. It's because we have three parts to us. When somebody says you can't be bothered, well, they're not thinking about the three parts. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 points out we have a spirit, we have a body, and we have a soul area, which is the mind, will, emotion part of us. As a born-again Christian, your spirit is totally secure. The demons cannot bother your spirit at all, and if your body dies, you're going to heaven, okay? But while we're here on earth, we have these three parts together, and these evil spirits can bug us in the body, you know, bother us, and even spirits of sickness, and then they can torment the mind, will, emotions, soul area. And that's where they are. I don't know why. Those are just doctrines of demons that Deuteronomy talks about. Certain churches have listened to the lies of the enemy to tell their people that Christians cannot be bothered, so the demons can get about bothering them. You know,
right?
And
right.
It's really sad.
Sense when you explain that, it totally made sense to me, and I just, it set me free when I heard that, and it made so much sense. And another thing, you know, and the Luke 10:19 scripture is another thing that I've just has set me free on fear. You know, I have stopped being afraid, you know, when I started living by the, you know, where Jesus said, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. That has set me free when I've claimed that verse, and I don't feel like I have to go around being afraid of demons all the time. So going through that ministry, I learned so many simple truths that I just didn't even know were in the Bible. So I highly recommend that people go through your ministry. I really, really do.
Yes, this is our 38th year, and we do quite a few, you know, over 700 a year. It's still a drop in the bucket. There are people everywhere, all over the world, that are tormented. But in other countries, I've ministered in Haiti twice, and they know all about demons down there. They grew up around voodoo, you know. But here in the United States, they're too. I guess we're still I don't know, too intellectual to think about there could be evil spirits to bother us.
Right, right. I think so. Well, I'm very grateful for for the education I received, because it truly set me free.
Well, have you thought anything about going through our training, Jill?
I have. I've been praying about it,
yeah.
And I am giving it a lot of thought.
You would make a good minister. I was telling the caller before, the testimony before you called. She'd been in witchcraft and many things, but with those backgrounds, you have a compassion for people that are still in it, and a special compassion, and you make a really good deliverance minister because of that, and you know how you got free. So that there's no greater feeling of, I guess, fulfillment when God has used little us to minister to somebody and see their life turned around. How awesome
right.
is that?
Right. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. So, and I will stay in touch with you. You know, I've been sending you texts and calling you, so I will continue to do that as God's working with me to decide what I need to do about that.
Before you go, what physical healings did you have, Jill?
Well, there's several. I have had a lifetime of crippling eczema on my hands and feet that has totally been healed. I have had, I've been healed of COPD that I had from cigarette use. That is completely gone. I've been healed, like I said, of alcoholism. They say you're always an alcoholic after you've been one, but I like to think that I've been, healed of alcoholism for today.
Nicotine
addiction is gone. My back pain, I've had several back surgeries, and my back is fused from my neck clear down to my tailbone, and I have had back pain from the time I got up in the morning till the time I went to bed. I have no back pain anymore, and I was having depression and anxiety that I attributed to the demonic stuff that was going on, and that is completely gone too. So I've just had an array of healings and things that are just have been lifted and are gone.
Well, praise God. That is so awesome. You know, a lot of
people
don't think about at deliverance. You know, they think about getting rid of evil spirits, but they don't think about physical healing that comes. So these spirits of sickness, turns out, come through the same doors the other spirits come through. And so many times there is a spirit involved with those physical problems. We keep running into that and over. You know, when I get a head demon up, a lot of times I can find out if it's causing any physical problems, and most of the time they are. And so I say to it, well, if you're causing it, if you're responsible for it, you can fix it and take it off, can't you? And the demon
was wanting me to think that I was concentrating all the time on how sick I was, how bad I felt, and that all I wanted to do was be alone and focus on what doctor I needed to go to, and that I just wanted to be alone and think about dying. That it was just constantly being depressed, and now I think about living, not dying. So it was just really, I think, just a spirit of infirmity and death. So it's gone. It is gone.
And it's so cool. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you
Hallelujah.
So much for what you did for Jill at the cross. Thank you, Lord. They're delivered from these evil spirits and delivered from her physical problems. That's you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
And going to all those doctors all that time, all you needed was just a simple Jesus overhaul. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, as we wind up with you, Jill, what else would you say to the listeners?
Well, I would say that Jesus is still Lord, and he is still the answer. And I think that if anybody out there has a desire to get rid of the demons that might be causing their problem, come to the Monday night deliverance and give it a try. It sure can't hurt, but Jesus is still the answer. So that's what I think.
Amen. That's great. Thank you, Jill. You're a blessing.
All right. Thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for calling in with it. It was wonderful. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Yes, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Wow. What deliverance is in life.
That didn't sound like somebody was tormented not too long ago either, does it?
Oh, my. These are great, great testimonies.
Yes, it is.
Just think what all she had. Think what Jill was set free from, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the physical stuff.
I know.
Smoking.
And a lot of that is tied. I mean, you'll see a lot when you read in Scripture how evil spirits, demonic spirits, are tied to illnesses and infirmities. And when those spirits are cast out, it's just a natural progression, especially if it's there by assignment. If it's there by assignment to cause someone to be sick or to cause someone to be injured, and it's cast out, the assignment's canceled, and the demonic spirit's cast out, then it only reasons that the sickness would go with it.
That's right. Well,
so,
she had her experience, and even the other testimony, the first one.
Yes, with Lynn and Jill, yes.
Was as powerful as well.
That's Jesus again.
And that's available for the listeners out there if you'll reach out.
Yes,
you'll reach out. Why don't you tell them how to reach out? Ralph, go ahead.
You can reach out several ways. One way, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. That website there has everything you need is for self-ministry. Also, you can contact us there at info@deliveranceusa.com if you want information on obtaining there on Monday night, what they have every Monday night. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582, and he'll get that book out to you. Pastor, why don't you give the phone number there for the ministry offices?
Sure. It's 405-842-5509. Area code 405-842-5509.
Obviously, if you don't live within driving distance to Oklahoma City, it would be a little bit of an inconvenience to getting there. But we've had men come as far as Alaska to get set free, from Maryland, from North Carolina, from Ohio. Just from all over. And a lot of times you can get all your problems taken care of it in one evening. And a lot of times you can. That's just how effective their process is, how they deal with everything. And they do it step by step, so it's not all over the place. They deal with step one, they work to step two or step three. And what this does is it cancels those legal rights, so it makes it easier for these spirits to leave. And again, that's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox, or deliveranceusa.com.
Register online, too, Mike mentioned.
I forgot about that.
If you're coming a distance.
Yes, you can register online. So, But if you have any questions regarding that, just get a hold of us at either one of those numbers or on the website, and we'll definitely make sure we do our best to accommodate to what you need. But if you're too far, there is the book and there is the website. I don't feel that self-deliverance is as effective, but we do have a lot of testimonies of people who have been set free from the self-deliverance. But the best thing about those things is if you have gone through it, you can help maintain your deliverance, or it can set you free. It can. I'm not going to say it can't, but it's just an awesome experience. You heard the joy in both Lynn and Jill's voice. Those do not sound like people that were tormented not that long ago. And there they are, praising, giving their testimony, and that's just an awesome, awesome thing. And we do enjoy coming here on Wednesday nights, giving these testimonies. We've been doing it now for almost 6 years, Pastor. Almost seven, actually.
Yes.
We're working on our seventh year. Boy,
that's
time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
Seems like the other day we started doing this. But we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. We will catch you the next time around. And as always, just a blessing. God bless and good night, everybody.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome, nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.